It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Here we go again. I cannot say Grillin' Guys Talk Network clearly. Almost one time out of a month, I get that straight, and then I jab it up the rest of the time. But anyway, I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. You listen to Grilling Guys. What's cooking, Bob?
It is a network, and I hope your neck works.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you taking a little time out of each week to hang around with us and talk about throwing a piece of flesh on a grill and charring it up and making everybody happy.
Or yeah. Even vegetables.
Jop loves his squash. We're not going to talk about squash this week.
No vegetables. This is an all-meat show.
It's a carnivore show.
Yeah.
Carnivore special. We're getting ready for bow camp, and so we're recording early. Jop's heading off to Shartucky, and I'm going to stay home this weekend.
Are you?
Well, I'm working.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And you're in the world of camping, and people buy those things on the weekend.
Yes,
imagine
they
that.
Do.
That's good, but... Anyway, yeah, I am headed down to Charlotte, where I grew up, and this is my annual trip. It's like a class reunion. A bunch of guys that I went to high school with, now we're all old, and we get together, and we tell the same stories, and eat some food, and drink some beer. And,
but there are some animals down.
Well, there are, and somebody will bring venison. It won't be me, because I don't even take a weapon. The only weapon I bring is that Goodwin smoker.
Oh, you're not going to bring your crossbow?
No, I'm not. who am I kidding? I don't get out in the tree. I got about 30 guys to feed one night and about 60 to feed the next night.
Well, you got that beautiful crossbow from Allen Bob's.
Well, I got it.
You got to use it.
Right, I got it.
It might freeze up on you.
It gets used later in the year, just not this weekend. But anyway, so throughout the show, I'm going to drop a few recipes on you of the things that I'm making along the way. And... we're just going to have a little bit of fun with it and, then a few other things that we're going to talk about.
So here's the way this rolls. See, I wanted this motorhome real bad, and I wanted a mule real bad. So
the mule is like a utility vehicle,
yeah, it's
right?
A six-seat side-by-side.
Not with big ears and four legs.
No, not the Grand Canyon kind.
Okay.
So I've been selling off everything. So I got the bright idea to sell my big trailer smoker because I just don't use it.
I'm going to call that a different adjective. That wasn't the brightest idea you've ever done.
Well, actually it was, because I'll use the mule weekly, and I was using that.
Pull mine up out of the woods so you can use my smoker.
And Jop
it's
was,
okay.
Jop
it's,
was dumb enough to store my old one at my house, so
right.
I know that thing inside and out.
His
so.
Old one, my new one.
His
right,
new
yeah.
one. So voila, I have one to use. So
which
I am,
is great. That's
I am
fine.
Going to leave here and build a fire, and I'm going to do a bunch of chicken and some brisket and butts. And I work at Camping World, and the sales staff there is very big. There's like 50 people I have to feed. And so the general manager asked me, of course, they're all into grilling and smoking. And
sure.
So they're all excited, and they're like, so we want to do – he hits me yesterday. He goes, yeah, so Fridays are once a month when we make lunch for everybody. What do you think about some brisket and butts? I'm like, wow, nothing like a little prep time. So I'm thinking, I don't have my big trailer smoker, and Jop's gonna haul his smoker down to Shartucky. So I'm in a bit of a bind. So he's gonna make some accommodations for me so I can use his chuck wagon, and I'm gonna get everything done. So the deal is. As you know, anytime you do barbecue for people like that, if you bring brisket and butts and chicken, what goes first?
What do you mean, what goes first? The brisket will be gone.
Yeah.
The brisket will be gone.
So the sales manager, whom I'm indebted to because he's going to be my lifeblood, says, we got to make sure we have some brisket up here in the tower, which is what they call this elevated platform where all the muckety-mucks sit and watch the... It's a giant store, so there's a lot of activity. There's sales desks for RV guys like me, and then there's this big camping store. And there's people all over the place all the time, and I'm like, okay, I know how to handle this. Don't worry. We'll have a brisket that goes to the tower separate from
right,
you
yeah.
guys.
Yep, exactly.
I know where brownie points lie.
Right. Yeah, so, and that accommodation is something that we need to talk about a little bit, not because I'm doing it, but because variables happen when you're grilling. right? And the accommodation is that I've got, over these 2 days, I'm doing ribs, turkey, brisket, chicken thighs, chicken wings, and a pork loin.
So nobody's hunting. They're
right,
all sleeping.
Right, yeah, because they're going to be full. In addition to some sides and a whole bunch of appetizers that we'll talk about in a minute.
A little tryptophan will be kicking in.
Yeah,
there.
It will. But so what I can do, because Bob needs the smoker till noon, and I was going to head out at noon, I got to feed guys at like 6 or 7 o'clock at night. By the time I drive an hour, get it set up, get everything going,
get
I'm
going
to be cooking at 3 or 4, right? And so that doesn't give me time to do a brisket. That doesn't give me time to do ribs, really.
Well, you should be there by 1 o'clock. You can have a fire ready by 1:30.
Yeah, but it's still, I don't want to rush it. Like you, I want it done when I want it done. You know, we got to have it done an hour or two before. Everything rests real well. You keep it in a dry cooler,
right,
and you're not stressed. Right, because there's a bunch of appetizers that need to be grilled and or smoked as well, and they're going to need to be made. So what we're going to do then is we're going to save the brisket, we're going to save the ribs for
Saturday
and I'm going to do chicken thighs and a pork loin, and I'll talk to you about this pork loin in a minute, because I think I've done it in the past. It's popular. People really like it. I'm gonna butterfly it out, lay it out. I'm gonna put some stuffing in it, roll it back up like a jelly roll. There you are. That's what it is. You can put any variety of vegetables, stuffing, whatever you want inside.
Peppers
of that.
And onion.
Right. You want to keep it a little bit moist.
A little bit of Parmesan.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we roll that thing up, truss it with butcher twine, put it on the smoker, bring it to about 145, 150 internal temperature so it doesn't dry out. And let it rest for a half hour, and then we'll cut it up.
I might wrap it in bacon.
Yeah, I did that one time. But here's the deal. When you roll that thing up, you need to put the trussing on it to hold, keep it rolled up. And then I put the bacon over the top, and it was tough to fish out the truss strings.
You got to truss it with the bacon on it.
Yeah, but it won't stay together once I roll it up.
You make a weave out of your bacon. You put it on wax paper.
Right.
You roll that thing up, and then you set it on that weave, and then you roll the wax paper up. And it'll be just fine.
I understand, but
then you trust
the problem I had.
Bacon wants to fall apart.
Yeah, before and the roll wanted to come unrolled before I got it trussed.
You got issues.
Well, yeah, I guess maybe I do, but maybe we'll try it that way because everything's better with bacon. And
yes,
then you get,
it is.
Then you get two sides of pork,
yes,
right there. And you get the loin,
right,
and you get the bacon to
so
go with it.
So that internal temp's going to 145 in the center.
That's what I'd like it to
so
be.
So your
yeah.
outer will be 160. That's why you need the bacon.
Right. Yep, because it'll dry out if it doesn't.
Then you get done, you wrap it in foil for about a half hour, or wax paper.
Butcher paper, whatever.
Something.
Right.
Actually,
saran wrap
to keep the moisture in.
Right.
Saran wrap will work.
Right.
Because your temperature is only 160 on the outside.
Right. And you want it warm when you serve it.
Yes,
yeah.
And you want to keep it from steaming off and losing too much moisture.
Right.
And that bacon will love it.
Right. Yeah, right. It will. So anyway, but that's one of the first things I'm going to do then, and we'll get that done. I'll, you know, and here's the thing is when you're doing one of these big cooks like this, there's certain things you can do ahead of time. And we'll talk about all the various things, whether it can be done ahead or not. That one, when we get it rolled, we get it stuffed, and we get the bacon around it, that'll hold a couple days in the fridge before you cook it.
Yes.
So that'll be done either tonight or tomorrow.
In
I mean,
kitchen,
we're recording
right.
this on Wednesday,
right.
So it'll be done tonight or tomorrow. So when I get down there, it's ready to go. I don't have to mess with it.
And now you have an extra set of hands at home, so putting that trussing on might work.
Yeah, right. Yep, exactly.
As long as you're not playing any footsies
right.
or anything.
Well, you know, there's trussing and then there's fussing.
And ooh, that was close.
It rhymed. Yeah. I took advantage of it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Taking the G-rated version.
Oh, gosh. So are you doing sides for the guys
yeah.
at Camping World?
Also, the funny thing is Steve says to me, do you make beans? I go, yeah. He goes, I love baked beans. I go, okay. Well, then you'll have some bitchin' beans.
Right. Award-winning bitchin' beans. We've won with that recipe, and we both do it pretty similar to one another, but that's cool. Yeah, I'm doing the beans as well. They wanted to pass on the mac and cheese. They wanted tossed salad instead.
So attaboy.
I'm like, well, we can feed the healthy
boys.
That'll
fit your diet better.
Yeah, exactly. But lots and lots of protein, and it's going to be fun. So coming up next, Bob might use the spit for a couple things or a Brazilian at camp. You never know who shows up. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.